The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week, we sit down with former Real Housewives of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey, who reveals why she might not return to Ultimate Girls Trip, if she would ever go over to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and why she decided to take the jump into acting. Cynthia, it is always a pleasure getting the chance to catch up with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. You have so many exciting things coming up, including Terror Lake. Tell me all about this and how you got involved. And did you always, have the acting bug?
You know what? I have always secretly had the acting buzz. I never really talked about it that much, but it's always come up throughout my entire career, even back in my modeling days. Like, I got my first taste on The Cosby Show, and then I got other opportunities from there. I co-starred in a movie with Sandra Bernhardt as an alter ego. It's called Without You Know Nothing. So that was like a whole nother thing that I had an opportunity to do. And it's just always been in me. But I was busy with my modeling career, and then I was busy with my reality TV career. And I knew that acting was something that I had to take serious once I decided to commit to it. And this next chapter is about Cynthia the actor.
I love that. So out of, all of these chapters in your life so far, modeling, reality TV, acting, give me the ranking order. What's been the most challenging? What's been the most fulfilling for you?
Yes. You know what? All of it was necessary. Mm-hmm. I will say, when I left Alabama to move to New York City to pursue my modeling career, that really gave me a lot of self-confidence. Like, I was confident before, but I wasn't model confidence. It's like a different level.
Okay. Totally.
So I didn't know how to walk into a room and own it until, after I became a very successful model. The reality TV part of my journey has been amazing, just because, again, in terms of acting, it just made me super familiar with production and, being on sets and stuff. So I don't have any nervousness. I'm very comfortable. Like, the least of my concern is like, oh my God, it's happening. Like, it's been happening in my life for the past 11 years. I was just playing myself the entire time.
Right.
The only drama I want to see now is the drama of an actress. Okay. Not as a reality star. That's the only drama I want in my life for the moment.
Yep.
And so it all has played together to help me get to where I am now, which, I'm in the space of my next chapter, which I kind of hope it's my last chapter. Like, I really think, we had Cynthia the model, Cynthia the reality star, Cynthia the actress. I mean, I'm a woman of a certain age. I probably got maybe 25, 30 good years left. So
you got a lot of good years left. So tell me about this character and this project and what kind of drew you to it.
Yes. Terror Lake Drive, which is now streaming right now on All Black every Thursday. I think we have a total of seven episodes. Mm-hmm. You have a new episode. My character's name is Rose. She is a mom. Well, she actually is more of a mama bear to her nephew, her adopted sister. This is her child. I take on the nephew because my adopted sister is just disappears and just has a lot of issues. We're like products of the foster care system. And I don't want to give too much away, but long story short, I go into protective mode to take care of my nephew in her absence, because we don't know where she is and we don't know if she's coming back. So that was really great for me because I am a mother. Mm-hmm. The only thing that was a little different for me to be able to get into character was to be the mom of a young Black boy instead of a young like girl. Yeah. It's very different, different issues completely. And, you know, secretly, to be honest, when I found out I was pregnant with Noelle, I wanted a boy.
Really?
I was like, let it be a boy. And it was like, it's a girl. And I was like, shit. Okay. I love Noelle. I wouldn't trade her for anything, but I did. And you know, her name is unisex. So yeah. We thought it was a boy. It was name still was going to be Noelle. So now I kind of got my wish as an actress to see how it is to be a mama bear to a young boy.
Yeah. What's easier then, boys or girls?
Oh, boys are much easier for sure. You know, just different set of issues. I think girls come with a lot more drama than boys do. Boys are pretty like, you know, they're just much more, they're just so much more simple. I'll just say that.
Yeah. How is Noelle doing? She must be so excited for this next chapter of your career as well.
She is, you know, she kind of got, you know, birthed into reality TV, you know, as a, you know, she started with me on Housewives when she was 8 years old. Now she's 22. And, you know, it's a very interesting time for me because I never really thought that much about how she felt about me being on the show, to be honest, because it was like, you're my kid. We're doing this. This is happening. You're part of my package. Mm-hmm. And now, as you know, she's like older now. It's just, you know, I'm older now, you know, it's, we're just taking a different turn. And it's, you know, it's pretty cool. Like I will say, you know, my goal when I decided to walk away from Housewives was to not walk away from reality TV altogether. You know, I did still be Big Brother and what else? I feel like there's a bunch
Ultimate
of stuff.
Girls Trip.
Oh, Ultimate Girls Trip. Yeah. And that was like right after Housewives. Yeah. So I will still, you know, the goal is to really focus on my acting career and to stay on television in other ways. I just finished doing Name That Tune in Ireland. That was a fun show. It's all happening, but the focus is definitely the acting for now. Not to rule anything out because, you know, hey, I don't know how I'll feel in a year. Maybe in the year I may want to stick my big toe back into the housewife world. Yeah. I'm not sure, but for now it's a no.
The door is still open. I mean, you know, what was that moment for you when you decided, okay, I do need to take a step back from Housewives. This is not for me anymore. And, you know, I know you were on Watch What Happens Live and you said that you and Andy had a really nice conversation about it.
Yes.
But what was that moment? Did you kind of just wake up one day and be like, I just don't want to do this anymore?
Well, you know, it's been 11 years and 11 years with no break, like consistently as a peach holder, you know, not a friend position. Didn't skip a year. I just felt like it's been a long time. And I kind of feel like I had a full circle moment. You know, I got married when I started the show. I got married when I ended the show. It just felt like I just didn't have anything else to give for a minute. I just needed a break. And I think that is normal. Like I just needed a minute or a year or a couple of years or whatever God has in store for me. And it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, I want to be able to still have fun with this. And it just got to the point where I was like, it just was starting to just be really heavy for me. And
no, definitely.
I decided, you know what, this is a good time for me to go into this next chapter. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been able to use the platform just in a very beautiful way, just in terms of, you know, people know who I am, you know, jumping from reality TV to the acting world, you know, can kind of go either way. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't always get the respect coming into that world. So I feel like I have to overprove myself. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever I am on set, I'm like always the one going, hey, can I do it again? Is that it? You should, yes. Do you have it? Do I need to come early? Do I need to stay later? Like I am definitely coming into this space wanting to earn respect of the directors and producers and the other actors, of course. And, you know, not as like a reality star. I really want you guys to kind of forget, like when you see me in different roles, like, roles on Tara Lake Drive. I'm now streaming also in The Stepmother on Tubi. And then, you know, my Lifetime movie, Cruel Instruction, is still going. I just finished another movie that's coming out in January.
You were so busy.
I know, it's crazy. But I want you guys to kind of forget about Cynthia the Model, Cynthia the Reality Star, when you're watching me actually act and just immerse yourself in like, whoa, okay. Like, oh, and by the way, it's Cynthia.
You right. Know, well, it's funny to hear you say that because, you know, obviously you're so respected in the modeling world and, you know, coming from reality TV that, you know, it's kind of refreshing to hear you say, like, I almost have to prove myself all over again, but that's gotta be Is it ever discouraging to you at times? Because you're like, I know I can do this. I'm not just a reality star. I have so many different talents and things like that.
I have to admit, it was a little intimidating, you know, as a 55-year-old woman just starting a new career all over. You know, it's always a little, it always seems like it's a little easier when you're younger, and especially in the entertainment industry. You know, it is, you know, typically kind of a younger industry, but I feel like, you know what? I want to be that girl who feels like you're never too old to dream. You're never too old to go for it. You're never too old to settle. You're never too old to be inspiration for other people who may decide, you know what? I'm 60 and I want to be an actress now, and to do the work and stay consistent and just walk towards it. I think it's beautiful.
It is. Well, you're doing a great job. I mean, did you miss, you know, obviously Atlanta's airing right now, but did you miss not having the cameras around, or was it kind of refreshing to being like, I don't have a camera in my face
girl.
When I wake up in the morning?
It was very refreshing, to say the least. You know, again, you know, love the platform. You know, it was so great. So many unforgettable memories, but I follow the show kind of, you know, from the clips that I see on Instagram. You know, they show all the, you know, the highlights of what's happening. And every time I watch it, I'm like, whoo, thank you, Jesus.
Like, I'm happy. I'm not in this.
It's so fun after 11 years to just watch it, like, and just be able to enjoy it like you guys do. Like, I'm not a part of it. You know, I'm in a great place with all the ladies. Like, I'm just not a part of it. And it's, you know, at first it was like, you know, when it first came on, I was like, oh, wait, I'm really not on the show anymore. And then it was like, wow, this is cool. Because now I find myself, you know, just kind of following it. Like, ooh, let's see what's going to happen next week. And then, right. You know, messy and juicy is like, oh my God, what's going to happen? So it's kind of fun to kind of watch it as a spectator.
I'm sure it's got to be a completely different experience for you watching it as a spectator. But what do you think of this season? I mean, obviously Kenya and Marlo are going at it. It's getting really heated. I mean, do you think it's still a good season?
You know what? You know, the show will always go on. Mm-hmm. I will say, you know, because again, I'm friendly with all of the ladies. I don't like watching, I feel like it's just going kind of below the belt, like in a lot of ways. And I really enjoy seeing the ladies really have a good time. Now, you know, we're here for the light shade and all of that, but it just feels like it's starting to be just a little mean. Like, I'm like, hey, what is happening? And that's always, you know, we've had seasons where it went kind of dark. And I always, you know, the feedback from the fans was always like, okay, we like, you know, to see all the drama, but usually they don't respond to it when it gets super dark. And I feel like it's like, hey, we got to lighten this thing back up. You know,
right.
We
want to
have a good time.
Have you been texting Kenya at all, being like, girl, what's going on?
And you know what? We had a text exchange. I can't remember what we're talking about, but, you know, I've been, you know, texting here and there with the ladies. The last person I spoke to was Marlo, because she had that situation that happened with the break-in, well, yeah. Almost break-in. Thank God she and the boys were okay. But as soon as I heard about that, you know, I gave her a call just to, you know, make sure she was good. Yeah. She actually doesn't live that far from Lake Bailey. So I was like, what is happening? So, in any case, yeah. You know, when the girls come to LA, you know, they always hit me up, you know, hey, you know, dinner, lunch, whatever. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool having my friendships evolve with the ladies that I've worked with outside of work, because a lot of times, to be honest, when you're on a show with someone and we shoot, you know, we used to shoot so long, like 6-7 months, mm-hmm. You just kind of organically hang out because you're at work together. So of course, where are you going to go have a drink or dinner with than mm-hmm. someone you just finished doing a scene with? So now I get to see who my real friends are, because I don't work with these ladies anymore. And they actually have to make an effort to hang out with me now.
Yes, I love it. I know that there's always been talk about you possibly joining the cast of Beverly Hills. Have those conversations manifested at all? Is that something that maybe in the back of your mind, if you decide to return to reality TV, that maybe would be the avenue that you decide to go down?
You know what? I'm not close to it, but it's just not something that I'm focused on right now, whether it's Beverly Hills, Atlanta. I'm still on my break. Like, it hasn't even been a year yet. Like, I need a break right now, because when I do, and if I ever do come back, whether it's whatever franchise it is, you know, I could decide to move to Dubai in a couple of years. I don't know.
I would love that too.
Exactly. You know, in terms of whatever it is, I just want to be able to come back refreshed and, you know, just in a, a happier place and just, you know, just less heaviness of filming. I think that, you know, I don't ever want to rule it out because I just honestly don't know how I will feel in a couple of years, to be honest. But for now, I'm really enjoying my break and I'm really enjoying focusing on the acting.
Good. Would you say that the show does take a toll on like your mental health and things like that? Like, because you're like, you know, you're constantly on, like you said, this is like 7 to 8 months out of the year. You're constantly on, constantly doing this, constantly rehashing past drama and things like that. So it's got to be a lot.
You know what it is? And I think the reason why it's so hard emotionally and mentally and spiritually now is because of social media, to be honest, mm-hmm. because we have to shoot it and then we have to watch it and then we have to promote it. And then, you know, we have to get the feedback from all the fans. And unfortunately, all the fans are not positive. And it's like, you know, you try to like, oh, let me just block them or let me not read the comments, and you read the comments. So it just ends up being like, oh my God, like how many, okay. Like you didn't like the choice I made in the scene. Like, what are you going to do? Just drag me for the rest of my life? You know what I'm saying?
This podcast is sponsored by Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens is a comprehensive nutritional drink that includes a huge variety of health-promoting ingredients. One scoop of AG1 contains more than 75 different vitamins and minerals, as well as probiotics, prebiotics, and nutrients from whole food sources to help you start the day off right. Now, I started taking AG1 to make sure I was getting the essential nutrients I needed to maintain a healthy lifestyle and feel great throughout the day. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/housewives. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/housewives. To take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. For its second season, the Holding Court podcast is back and better than ever at its new home, Interval Presents. Listen as host and author, activist, TV host, and former public defender Ebony K. Williams gives a glimpse inside the courtroom and cross-examines renowned people and cases that have made headlines. Every week, Ebony uses her knowledge to analyze how the law influences society, culture, and our futures in a way that is raw, genuine, and unfiltered. Ebony and cultural commentator Dustin Ross dissect what cases are being heard currently in court using savvy legal analysis and practical commentary to give instructional moments for us all to navigate a broken system. Listen to Holding Court with Ebony K. Williams on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Would you do another season of that same group of Ultimate Girls Trip?
I think I would like a new batch of people. You know, that last batch didn't work out so well for me. You know what, when I look back, and it was just even hard to even watch the show. I honestly didn't even watch it after living it. And I did the same thing with Celebrity Big Brother. I am 55 and I'm like in full premenopause. And I was just so like, play the game. Did this, did that. Like, I just wanted people to just do what I needed them to do, be nice to me, and just leave me alone. Like, I literally realized, I was like, what is wrong with me? You know, I was having crazy mood swings and I'm still working through all of, you know, the premenopausal stuff. And, you know, I'm just going to blame it on age. Okay. It's true. The older you get, premenopausal, now you just lose patience. You're just like, what are we doing? We're here working. So Bailey Q, let's keep with the shady questions. Move on to the next thing. All right. Let's go. It is not personal, you know? So
I love it. Did you watch this new season of Ultimate Girls Trip at all?
I have not, but I've been seeing the clips, and I know my girl Eva is on there, and she said she had a great time. I remember when it came up, she was like, do you think I should do it? Because, you know, she didn't have the best exit from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was kind of like, okay, I'm done. And then this came up and she's like, what do you think? How was it for you? And whatever. I was like, do it. You got to do it. Like, your experience will probably be completely different from mine. Mm-hmm. And it was like, she got to bring her weed and stuff. I didn't know we could bring weed. And so, I think had I you know, brought some weed to Turks and Caicos, I think I probably would have gotten along with everyone a lot
better. Right, it would have been a better time. I know that you are creeping up on 2 years married with Mike. How is everything going? How is, I mean, not so newlywed life anymore.
Yeah. You know what? Things are going well. You know, we both are out here struggling. Well, not struggling. Well, hustling. And just trying to figure out our next chapter. Like, he's like transitioning to acting as well. He wants to do his own talk show. So he is doing his thing and I'm doing my thing. And it's, you know, we're both at a very interesting place together because his job where he was at the like news channel, they like folded and then like someone else has bought him out. So at one point he was like, oh, well, I'm in my next chapter too. And I was like, right. Wait, we're both in our next chapter. Like, I didn't figure out my next chapter yet.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's, you know, love him. You know, he's like my biggest fan. I'm his biggest fan. And, you know, let's, you know, we're just in it to win it. And, you know, we are definitely, you know, stronger together, you know, we're, you know, we're not spring chickens over here. So we're like, all right, we got to figure this thing out, but it's been great. And, you know, I love him so much.
I love that. That's so great. I love that you're both in your next chapters together and doing this new adventure together. I think that's so wonderful.
Really, you really can't make it up like out of nowhere. Like his network was like, oh, well, we're following chapter 11. I was like, wait, what?
Wait a second.
Like, somebody's got to get a regular job around here.
Right. We gotta work.
We need to get some acting jobs. Mike Hillings of the Amelia, we are available right now. Please call our agents.
Sign us up. Cynthia, before we wrap up, I have a couple regrets, like housewives regrets, some fun questions from your time on the show. First one, easy one. Was there ever a reunion look that you wish you did differently or regret wearing, something that you regret wearing on the show?
Ooh, you know what? I did pretty well with my looks for the reunion, but I did one look one season and I can't remember what it was, but I know it was an all white look and I was trying to do like a big hair thing and it ended up being kind of like the Supremes, which I think I did a pretty good job pulling it off, but that's not what we were aiming for. It was supposed to be like a big afro and somehow it ended up, I was like Diana Ross from the Supremes. I was like, okay, so I had to make it work.
I have to make it work. Was there ever a fight that you regret or a drama with some of the ladies that you regret?
Oh God, yes, 100%. The time when Portia and I got into it and I kicked her.
The yacht fight.
That's so not me. And that was so hard. And I'm really grateful that, you know, we were able to talk like grown women. You know, I apologized. She accepted it and we were able to just move on. So love you, Portia, for that, because I was like, oh my God, like I don't ever want anyone or anything to allow me to get out of character to that degree where I would ever be physical with someone. That's never happened to me in my life. But again, I was a lot of drinking on the boat. You know, I was kind of going through some things, you know, the girls didn't really know about, you know, with my husband at the time, which, you know, we ultimately ended up getting divorced. Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, it was a regret.
Not a good place. Right. Do you ever regret the friend contract?
Oh, I love the friend contract. I think everyone should have a friend contract because you have to hold these friends accountable. You're like, no, you signed this contract saying that you were going to be my friend through sickness, health, everything. It's like a marriage contract. Okay. Except friends. Like, are you with me or not? Are you a part of my village or not? You know what I'm saying? So we're doing this and I'm holding you accountable. Love
you. Do you have any contacts with Nene at all? Are the two of you in touch?
Well, you know, I burned my contract with her years ago. And, so she is no longer on the contract, but I wish her well. I actually recently saw her during BET weekend in LA and, she looked great. She was there with her guy and, it was just really good to see her.
Good. Good. Do you ever regret saying anything about Phaedra's affair with the man named Chocolate?
Oh my God. Okay. That was like the worst scene of my life. Like I knew that I had to like be the one to carry that to the girls. And when I tell you the entire time I was sitting at that table, I was like, please let someone like attack each other. Let there be like a power outage, like let the world come to an end, anything. So I do not have to tell this woman what Apollo told Peter. Of course, none of that happened.
Of course
not. Like, you know, dragging it out. I was like, and everyone was like kicking me on the table. Like, I think you're supposed to say something now. And I was like, okay, Peter said that Apollo said that you were having an affair with somebody. I said it. Oh my God. And I was just like, that was one time I could honestly say, I may not be cut out for this, because that really was painful. Yeah. I just don't get joy out of delivering bad news or just being like mean spirited. It's just not my thing. But, you know, as my job, sometimes I got to like carry the bone, and I was never the best bone carrier.
No. Is there ever like an OG housewife from Atlanta besides yourself that you would want to see come back to the show?
Sheree was an OG and she's back on the show.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's fun seeing her, you know, be back. You know, Sheree kind of comes back and forth, but I think that she is always like, you know, someone who, you know, like, you know Sheree, but you just never really know Sheree. So I'm always interested, you know, mm-hmm. to see what she has going on. So it really, you know, I love seeing her back in the mix with the ladies this season and, you know, just, you know, back in there, you know what I mean? You know, she's like one of the originals. And I remember when I watched the show initially and I was like, oh, she's so fabulous. She's so this, that, and the other. And, you know, she's like, you know, I'm taking a crap. And I was like, okay, she's beautiful. I was like, yeah.
And it seems like she's happy in a new relationship. So that's good too. Yeah.
Yes. She has gone from who's going to check me boo to boo boo got a boo now. And, you know, I am a lover of love. I wish her well.
Definitely. Well, Cynthia, it is always such a pleasure catching up with you. Congratulations on everything that you have going on. I cannot wait to see everything that you have in store. You are a busy, busy woman, and I love to see it.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. I prayed for this. I manifested this. And I've been planting the seeds for a long time. So I'm having a great time sharing this next chapter with you guys. And, you know, never forget, you're never too old to dream. So I'll leave you guys with that.
I love it so much. Cynthia, thank you so much. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.